I was in Houston a few months ago. I arrived late at night. A policeman picked me up to take me to a restaurant where I was having a dinner. And this policeman, been a policeman 28 years, not voted for a Democrat in a long time, thought he was too conservative, all that sort of stuff. But he said to me, "I heard you give a speech on C-SPAN, and I thought it was wonderful. Are you going to win for president?" I thought it was a draft, you know. So I said, "Well, do you think Bush can be defeated?" He said, "Lord, no, I just want to know if you're running." Then he went out and said, "You know, the Gulf War and all that, no way to beat him." So then I asked him what he would say if he were a Democrat, and he went into this 20-minute litany, pouring out his heart about his fears of losing his jobs and climbing the streets and not sending his kids to college and not being able to pay for his mother's health care bill in 20 minutes. Why is it that the president has high marks in foreign policy, low marks in domestic policy? People by 4-1 say it's time to turn our attention homeward. Still beats everybody in the polls. Why? Two reasons. We'll talk about the politics and then get to the substance. One is, Reagan and Bush have discredited the presidency on the home front. They have disabled it. When Ronald Reagan ran for president in 1980, basically said the national government would mess up a one-fox array. You know, they can't do anything right. Vote for me, I'll be national defense and foreign policy, and get them out of your hair here at home. Second thing they did was to discredit the political enterprise itself, say government was the problem in America. And you can't really believe any of these politics. And yes, I won't help you at home, but at least I won't hurt you. So this message is still there. In the last couple of weeks, the Democratic Congress, regrettably, has reinforced that feeling in the American people with bounce checks and unpaid restaurant bills and all those issues, which I'll come back to. My point is this. If we can rekindle faith in the capacity of our common efforts with government as a partner to have a positive impact in our lives, and if we can reconnect the presidency to America's problems, then we have an excellent chance to win this election. I believe that people already know what is deficient in the Bush administration. I think it is okay to bash the president and to explain it, but our first obligation is to say what we would do if we had the ball, because keep in mind, they already know that he's weak on domestic policy. People already believe that we need to turn our attention homeward. What they don't know is what we would do if we had the ball and whether we could do it.